T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. A happy Friday night to you. I'm going to be rolling for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Whether you're here in Atlanta, Georgia with me, or whether you're up in Vancouver, Washington, whether you're listening in Honolulu, shout outs to all my folks out in New Orleans, out in Houston, on the loop, in the loop, people tuned in on the score, all of my folks down in South Florida, my people in North Florida, my people in the swamps in Jacksonville, and even some of the swamps here in Georgia. I appreciate you. What's up, San Diego? What's up, Boise? My folks in Las Vegas, if you're getting ready to go out and be fun, or have fun, be safe, I should say. What's going on, Toronto, Canada? Ottawa? Montreal? What's going on to everybody up in the Northeast? WEEI? My people out in Rhode Island, my people in Minneapolis, my people in the D. What's up, Detroit? NFL draft not coming soon enough, right? Green Bay, Detroit, it's just Super Bowl. There's all types of things going on. Anyway, we've had a busy show. Just last hour, we had NBA legend, Denver Nuggets legend, Alex English. He joined us here on the show, and he believes that the Denver Nuggets will win the series in 5 games. And I don't think he's exaggerating. Later on, we'll hear from Boxing Hall of Famer Andre Ward. He had a documentary drop on Showtime tonight. He spoke to us in full earlier this week. I want to remind everyone just why this documentary, and I've seen it. He's going to tell you why you should check it out and why he decided to release it now. And I'm going to give you my own 2 cents on why I think you should go ahead and watch it. We talked about the NBA Finals. We talked briefly about the Stanley Cup Finals, which is going to take place starting Saturday night between Vegas and then the Florida Panthers. You got two South Florida teams going at it. And so it's been a real Denver focus show. We'll hear from Von Miller later on in the show. He had mentioned the Broncos and still talk like he played for the squad. And then, I don't know if this is a good reason or a bad reason, you had a current Bronco that was in the news. And that guy happens to be Russell Wilson. No, nothing happened to Russell Wilson. He's still okay. Last time I checked, he still has that $245 million coming his way. I don't know if you'll see all of it. Maybe if the Broncos suck, they'll find a way to get rid of him. But the fact is, we're starting to get more and more confirmation about even Russell Wilson. Remember a couple of days ago, it was Aaron Rodgers. And it was Aaron Rodgers when Jordan Love was drafted. You know, Aaron Rodgers was really angry, and ultimately, he wanted GM Brian Gutekunst to get the boot. He wanted him fired. And it's just like, yeah, this is about news that's 2 years old. Well, this news surrounding Russell Wilson says that the Philadelphia Eagles wanted to trade for him, and Russell Wilson said No. Remember, he had that trade, that no trade clause in Seattle. He didn't want to go to Philadelphia. And we all saw what has happened for both franchises. Just this past season, the Denver Broncos stunk. They had to bring in Sean Payton to try to fix things. Russell Wilson was complete garbage. 16 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, had a career worst a quarterback rating of about 84. And yeah, those Philadelphia Eagles, along with Jalen Hurts, they basically went to the Super Bowl. Hurts throwing for 22 touchdowns, rushing for another 13, and picking himself up a 5-year, $255 million extension. I think that the Philadelphia Eagles won out on this one with Russell Wilson saying no. And I think there's a clear reason that Russell Wilson would say no. Russell Wilson wouldn't be able to survive in Philadelphia. This man would get eaten alive. Russell Wilson, all of that, Mr. Nice Guy, I'm trying to give you the perfect answer. That wouldn't fly. I don't know if the fan base in Philadelphia would embrace Russell Wilson. And so, smart move by Russell Wilson to say, oh, the Eagles want me? Nope. I'm not going out there. And remember when his agent at the time started to pretty much seed out stories about, well, if the Seahawks are going to move on from Russell Wilson, then Russell wouldn't mind playing for, I don't know, the Broncos or the Raiders or the Cowboys. And no mention of the Eagles, though. He get tore up. There was a point in time when all of these rumors were swirling about an exit, a departure of Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks. He's supposed to finish his career with the Seahawks and be a Hall of Famer and win another championship. None of that crap happened. There was a point where he was talking to the Today Show on NBC, and Russell Wilson was sitting there with his wife, Ciara, and he was asked, hey, do you think that if you leave Seattle, that you'd come to the East Coast? I don't know, maybe the New York Giants, maybe the Commanders, maybe the Eagles. And this is what Russell Wilson had to say. He shut that down quick.
Would you ever perhaps consider moving east and playing for
Listen,
a team?
Listen, I love the East Coast, but I think the West Coast is better for me right now. I got my whole family over here. So, yeah. You know, I'm from Richmond. I know what you mean. I got people hitting me up every day, but all my friends and all that from East Coast. But Seattle's the place that I'm at right now, and I love it, and it's great.
Well, how did that work out? He's not in the Pacific Northwest anymore. He's in the mountains now, and he is hoping that Sean Payton can help him fix things. And just earlier this week, we heard from K.J. Wright, former linebacker from Seattle. He basically sat down on the NFL Network, and KJ was just like, well, this is going to be different for Russell. Russell Wilson is going to have to understand that, oh, well, Sean Payton isn't going to spare his feelings, and that his former coach and Pete Carroll went to great lengths to try and protect him, to not throw him to the wolves. KJ Wright said Sean Payton isn't going to do any of that. If Russell Wilson stinks, he's going to go ahead and tell him in front of everybody.
You hear that sound, JR?
From KJ Wright?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's hear him.
This is going to be a sight to see, because when he was in Seattle for those 10 years, Coach Carroll did a good job of, I'm not going to say protecting Russ, but he really just shielded him in a way like, hey, the defense is going to be the lead dog. You're going to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. And when you do mess up, yeah, I'm going to address it. But for the most part, defense, it's all on you guys. And so Sean Payton to come in, I heard how he runs his meetings. After a loss, if you play bad, Sean Payton will let you know loud and clear how he feels about you. And that's the question. Can Russ handle the critiqueness, the harshness, the, hey, you got to get better, and I'm calling you out in front of this entire football team? And so I know he hasn't had that. I'm sure Nathaniel Hackett wasn't a Sean Payton-type personality.
If one of his former teammates is trying to figure out how he's going to handle critiques from his own head coach. How the hell would Russell Wilson have played in Philadelphia? You're not just hearing from your head coach. You're going to hear from the media. You're going to hear from the people in the street. You're not going to want to go outside in the street. I know it's Russell Wilson. He ain't going into, Wawa to go pick anything up. He's not going to the supermarket. He ain't going to the gas station. Somebody's going for him. Now he can just send somebody to get all his groceries from King Super. He could do whatever he wants to in the mountains. Good on him. I think that would have been a terrible move in Philadelphia. What a smart man Russell Wilson is. Hey, Shep, could you have imagined? I would have laughed. I would have felt bad for him a little bit. No, I wouldn't have.
No, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have. You're right. But don't you think that he made a good decision by saying no?
Man. Yes, to put it mildly. He would have had more talent, though.
He would have had more talent. But when the going got tough, I almost said the word his act. Almost said it. I said it out loud. His personality, I don't think he would have been ingratiated into Philadelphia. Not at all.
Well, again, if we're talking about the Russ in the mid-2010s, he was one of the top five quarterbacks on planet Earth. He can be whatever he wants as long as he's winning. He has fallen off a cliff. And so now, because he is so buttoned up when he speaks, and it doesn't seem like he's really bothered by these losses, you know, a la Joe Mazzulla, now everyone's piling on. JR, I think he was beloved when he was Mr. Clean and Mr. Fresh.
Oh,
and
he was.
Right. And so now it's a different result a different level of treatment, because all of a sudden he has completely nosedived as a quarterback.
I think at the end of his tenure in Seattle, it was more so, it started to feel like a lack of authenticity. And if that's not flying in Seattle with your intentions and what you want to do, and everything was perfectly manicured as to and perfectly curated how you want to exit, how it's positioned, you know, even to figure out, oh man, are there other options out there for me? How do you present them? It started to seem real phony. And the last thing anybody in Philly or Baltimore or New York, or we can go from the Mid-Atlantic all the way up to New England, the last that anybody in the Northeast Corridor wants to deal with is somebody who's a phony. And this is the best thing that happened to him. Yeah, sure, things ain't going swimmingly for Russell Wilson right now with the Broncos. You think about all the capital that they got rid of, two first-rounders, second-rounders, a fifth-rounder, Drew Lock, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, for Russell Wilson. Sean Payton is walking in that place with the biggest mop. I thought Ron Rivera had to clean up an entire mess, just an entire organization. He's the face of that place, man. And we know Daniel Snyder. He needs the boot. I used to call Ron Rivera, unfortunately, the mop man. He had to come in and clean up a mess and be the front man for a whole bunch of trash. Sean Payton, at least he only has to fix the football aspect of it. And Russell Wilson, no to the Eagles? Yeah, I don't think it'll work out in the long run. Good for him being in Denver. At least he gets a second lease of life. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Colorado Springs, and let's talk to Brian. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, yes.
All right. It's good to talk to you. The second time I've called, I love your show. I love you and Shep. I got to meet Alex English once. I was blessed. My dad was a sports writer in the same kind of profession you are, and I met a lot of, like, sports idols of mine. And one time he was covering the Nuggets, and there's Clyde Drexler and Alex English walking down the hallway while I'm waiting for my dad to write a story.
Oh, wow.
And I said to myself, oh, my gosh, I already got Alex English's autograph. I need to ask for Clyde Drexler's. Well, they walked up. I had to meet Alex English. And I asked for his autograph, and I told him, I think you're the greatest player they ever played, in which I truly believe. Like, his game was poetry in motion. And he was so genuine and thankful. He gave me a handshake. He gave me a hug. And it was so good to hear him on your radio show tonight. That's all I got to say, JR.
Well, thank you, Brian. Appreciate you for calling from Colorado Springs. Before you get out of here, I assume you are a Broncos fan?
Yeah, I'm a Broncos fan. I'm one of the few people in Colorado that's actually more of a Nuggets fan than a Broncos fan, but I'm all Colorado.
So how are you feeling about Russell Wilson?
You know what? I love my quarterbacks. I've loved John Elway. I love Craig Morton. I love Steve DeBerg. And I'm really hoping for Russell Wilson. And if he's showing that he wants to be here, I want him to be here too.
Okay. I think he don't have too much of a choice. Hey, thank you, Brian, for calling from Colorado Springs. He don't have no choice, man. Where's he going to go? Unless the Walmart people want to show him the door. And speaking of being shown the door, this is not necessarily the same at all. How about someone who is formerly a Denver Bronco, Von Miller? He was back in Colorado for a charity event. He spoke to the media today at Channel 9. And he pretty much talked about his future. Let's remember this. The Buffalo Bills were supposed to compete for a championship. And then Von Miller went down. He tore his ACL on a holiday. And then he's done. And they just signed him to that six-year, $120 million deal. He just turned 34 years old about a month or two ago. And Von Miller is on his way to the Hall of Fame. And now he's trying to win another championship with another team. And he's coming off of a torn ACL. And so Von was asked, you know, when he feels that he'd be ready to play. Well, lo and behold, keep this in mind. The Buffalo Bills have the Denver Broncos on their schedule this year. And so that matchup takes place on November 13th. And so Von Miller was asked, hey, when the hell would you be ready to go? Is it the first game of the season against the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets on Monday, September 11th? Or are we going to have to wait a few weeks? Von Miller basically said, I'm going to be ready to go. And you should pay close attention whether it starts his season against the Jets or whether it takes all the way up until November against the Broncos. Von Miller still sounds like a guy who plays for the Broncos. Listen to this.
I love the Broncos. George Payton, the job that he's done, bringing in McGlinchey, bringing in Russ. We got the best corner in the league with Patrick Surtain. We got the best safety in the league. And if he's not one, he's number two with Justin Simmons. Our defense has always been stacked. I'm a big fan of Brandon Browning, a big fan of Randy Gregory, big fan of Javonte Williams, big fan of Russell Wilson, Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, Tim Patrick, all of these guys, man.
You're still using the word we, I noticed.
It'll always be we. I spent 11 years here to always be we. But I just have a different outlook of watching this team. I'll always be a fan of the Denver Broncos. I know how they run things. I know the culture. I know the team chemistry. Had a up and down season last year. This year will be totally different. I'm excited for those guys. All they have to do is beat the Kansas City Chiefs one time, and they'll be able to win the division 100%.
Okay. That's quite optimistic. If you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you don't care, right? Who cares? As long as he comes back and he's healthy and he can get some sacks and he can get hot on the way into the postseason and he's helping to lead you to a Super Bowl, you don't care that Von Miller still talks about the Broncos and and like we, and you don't care about that, right? Why would you? Let's see Von Miller. Let's see when he can actually come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I don't think we'll ever hear Russell Wilson refer to the Seahawks as we again. They gave away his number 3 jersey. I'm sure he is not too keen or happy on that. You know what? Speaking of too keen and happy, I'm gonna take your calls on the other side. And then, Russell Wilson didn't want to go to the NFC East. There's an NFC East team that was in the news today. And not because of a football reason, but a financial one. I'll take your calls and I will explain here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your phone calls momentarily. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, before we went to break, we talked about the news that came down, or was at least confirmed, that at one point in time, before Russell Wilson was traded to the Denver Broncos from the Seahawks, that the Philadelphia Eagles wanted him, and that Russell Wilson said, no thanks. And I think given Russell Wilson and his personality, at least publicly facing, I don't believe that Philadelphia would have been a match for him. I think he would have been eaten alive. I think the criticism, if you think he's being criticized now or over the past several months, oh, man, it would have been tenfold. The man would have wanted to leave and depart sooner than he got there or as soon as he got there. And so the NFC East and going out East, not a good look for him. And I think he has a better chance of turning things around in Denver with Sean Payton. And speaking of the NFC East, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, sure, you can't run around and proclaim that, you know, you are a champion. You can't run around and say that you have a Super Bowl, but the Dallas Cowboys continue to win, or more specifically, Jerry Jones continues to win. We know the Cowboys are approaching a valuation of about $9 to $10 billion, just as a team with franchise value, the most valuable sports franchise on earth. It's the Dallas Cowboys. And so it's no surprise that today Forbes decided to release a list of the world's most profitable sports teams, and the Dallas Cowboys, they're number one. If you have to take a look at the revenue, or the profit, I should say, over the past 3 years, they pulled in $1.2 billion. That's $1.2 billion. The New England Patriots, the second most profitable team in sports, they pulled in $623 million. And you look at Tottenham, and that's a football club in the Premier League, they pulled in $400 million. The New York Knicks, they pulled in $400 million. I guess James Dolan doesn't want to stop that liquor license. And Manchester United came in fifth. The Houston Texans were sixth, and there were no MLB teams here on the list because of COVID. And baseball made an ass out of itself in COVID, and they had no gate and arguments. And so, no, there is no baseball team on this top 25 list. And you might recall Jerry Jones running the most valuable sports franchise on earth, the most profitable sports franchise on earth. Ironically, 6 years ago, Jerry Jones spoke to CNBC and he said, I ain't doing this for the money.
I bought the Cowboys because I just wanted to be associated with sports and football. And I didn't buy them for money. I fortunately got a little money together. I gave it all up to get to be a part of football. And so I didn't look at it financially, but had I looked at the potential growth, had I known that at that time we were going to go into 15 or 20 years of one of the greatest economic expansions this country's ever known, I might have felt a little better.
All right. Well, you ain't just buy the team for football, man. You bought the team for money. It's business. And he always makes this point. The Dallas Cowboys are moving towards a valuation of $10 billion. They will be there sooner than later. That money is not, it's not liquid. It's not sitting in his bank. But the man has access to anything he wants on planet Earth because of that valuation. He can do a whole lot of borrowing, of selling, of acquiring, of investing, just from whatever he's liquid in. Because he has the biggest asset right there, $10 billion. I don't think Jerry Jones has a problem saying, well, hey, I don't even want a loan. You put up the money. You want to be involved with me? You want to get close? You put the money up. And so good on him and good for the Dallas Cowboys. They can't hang their hat on being Super Bowl champions. It's been a long time. 1995. It's getting further and further away now, isn't it? Jerry Jones got this team in 89. And so, yeah, you can't claim to be a Super Bowl champ, but you can claim to be the most valuable and profitable team in sports. I think Cowboys fans would rather have a Super Bowl. 855-212-4CBS. Knox is calling from Vancouver, Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Knox?
Hey, JR. As me and my dog got in the car to go to the casino, I heard you talking to a subject that's near and dear to my heart. That'd be the Broncos. But then I heard Russell Wilson. So about a little over a year ago, I wake up to all these texts. I got five women, five ladies in my life that are all Broncos fans. My wife, my three daughters, and our Seahawks fans. I get all these texts about Russell Wilson in a Broncos jersey, and I thought it was a joke. When I realized what it was true, I was like, oh, this sucks. Man, he's going to be horrible. I just never liked him. I always thought he was undersized. Yeah, the guy played really good in Seattle, but he had a lot around him. And we traded way too much to get this guy, and that's the part that killed me. I think we could have got a better deal with another quarterback or played last year and maybe got somebody better this year. Just curious, do you think Sean Payton will actually be able to turn him around? Because Russell Wilson was 100% pass rating for hitting the grass last year.
Oh, my God.
That guy could throw the ball to any blade of grass there was, but not hit a receiver.
I do not believe. I cannot tell you what the turnaround will or will not be. Can it be as bad as it was last year?
I hope not.
I don't think so.
But with his guarantee and with this new ownership that they might flat out just pay his ass and decide to go with somebody else?
I wouldn't be surprised that if they have a quicker hook or if they're not afraid to eat the guaranteed money that's there. I mean, this is the Walmart family. These are the Waltons. I don't think they're necessarily worried about money. I don't think the Broncos are going to be a 5-win team next season. I'm not going to proclaim that they're going to run around and knock off the teams at the top of the AFC West, but they should be more competitive. Are they going to be as bad as they were last year? No, I don't think so. Tom will tell, Knox.
Most people don't realize, I've been a fan long enough, but most people don't realize the hatred that a Bronco fan has for the Seahawks because they don't remember when they were in the AFC West. And I'm just thinking, I've been a fan since I was 6 years old, and we've had some bad years, but last year with a quarterback that supposedly has his caliber, I was kind of brokenhearted. I believe it was kind of what I thought it was going to be. So,
well, Knox, look at it this way. No problem, man. Well, that season is over. And oh, yeah. look forward with optimism for the one that is coming in. Trey is calling from Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I was just calling to say that, you know, the Von Miller thing, if he thinks that he's still we as part of the Broncos, why don't he just go back over there?
I think at some point, if he can cash his checks with the Buffalo Bills, he just might. We know he's going to end his career in Denver, whether it's an honorary contract or whether he slips in one more year. Yes, I think so. You think it's that big of a deal?
I mean, if you're just going to sit there and say we, I mean, yeah, just go over there, pack your bags.
All right. I don't know. I don't think his teammates care. I don't know if Josh Allen cares too much. I don't think it's too big of a deal. As long as he comes back healthy and he helps them win a Super Bowl, I really know nobody cares. All right. Well, thank you, Trey, for calling from Kansas. I don't care. He ain't my teammate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We have so much more to get into. Adam Silver had some additional comments surrounding Ja Morant. Javonte Tank Davis was under house arrest. Now he is under arrest. Nikola Jokic, and we're going to hear from Tom Brady. He had some comments to make about his son potentially playing football. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show. Love listening to you on a regular basis.
Thanks for taking my call, man. I really like your show, dog. It's a great show that we listen to up here whenever we get the chance.
Man, let me say, I love your show, man. I live in Brookhaven, Georgia, right? And I'm a truck driver. You make my night every night that you're on the air. I want to say that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Wow. I'm on the air every single weeknight, and so you can communicate with me here. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You know, before I get to the phones, I saw this kind of pop up. There's so much news going on in Denver. I love it. Von Miller says we, like he's still in Denver. Pretty cool. You got Russell Wilson. We found out that he said no to the Eagles. His ass is in Denver. Obviously, we got Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. They'll be back in action on Sunday. But today, Adam Silver, who spoke to the media yesterday about Ja Morant, saying that we will reveal his punishment after the NBA Finals as to not be a distraction. Today, during an NBA Cares event, Adam Silver was asked again about Ja and a lot of the commentary surrounding Ja about fairness and that he can be a gun owner and why is he being punished. And Adam Silver had the perfect response, the one that I and others have been saying in certain pockets forever. Ja Morant can do what he wants, but he can't do what he wants while signing a contract to be an NBA player. Take a listen to this. He said, I feel, Adam Silver, I feel across the board, regardless of what people's individual views are on gun rights, everyone feels firearms should be handled in a safe way. And waving them around or displaying them in a certain context is not consistent with gun safety and is not the proper message that an NBA player, particularly one at Ja's level, should be sending to the tens of millions of followers that he has. He continued on by saying, this is not commentating on any state's laws. This is, to me, an issue of gun safety. Adam Silver continued on by talking about the NBA And it's the NBA's rules and how he was initially suspended for conduct not detrimental to the team and to the league. And at this second suspension, you can bet your ass is going to be bigger or longer because he's a second-time offender. I mean, we saw so many people and I saw so many comments. Oh, well, he has rights. Oh, my God, they're violating his rights. Oh, he has a gun. He's allowed to have a gun. That's not the argument. It's very simple. In his contract, in the simplest of terms, it says, if you are a jackass, if you cause us, the league and the team, harm by being an irresponsible jackass, then you can get in trouble. A fine, a suspension, the boot. It's all up for grabs. It's simple. Don't be a jackass. Waving a gun around needlessly in a vehicle or a strip club sounds like being a jackass to me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Maggie's calling from here in Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Maggie. Okay, Maggie. Okay. Don't know where Maggie's at. Greg from Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Oh, you are spot on about Adam Silver and being a judicious gun owner. Unbelievable. But real quick, we talked about Nikola last night, and it's been bandied about everywhere that if he wins this championship, he is going to jump into the conversation of arguably surpassing Dirk Nowitzki. If he wins this championship, they break it down and say he's arguably physically better, better rebounder, better passer, easily just as good a shooter. And just want to ask,
I don't know about that one.
Okay. I defer to you, and you would know. Trust me. I love your style. Real quick, your show is second to none, the best in the biz. If he wins this championship,
yeah,
would you say he would be in the top 25 by just winning one championship and two MVPs?
Top 25 of what?
The greatest of all time.
All time, I'd have to say. I don't have a list laid out of my top 25 players of all time. I do know this. If the NBA went ahead and redid the top 75 or 76, he'd have to be on it. When they do the top 100 next go-round, he'll have to be on it, most certainly, if he wins a championship. And maybe so, even if he doesn't. Yes.
JR, you're the best. Thank you. Everyone go for your dreams and have a great weekend and be safe.
You as well, Greg. Thank you so much for calling from Michigan. I mean, how can you not? Two MVPs by the time he quits, whenever it is, multiple all-star appearances, a championship, maybe one, maybe two. Who knows? He's building himself a damn good resume. Big C's calling from here in Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Big C?
Hello. Hey, JR.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey, look, Two or three things, real quick. Look, okay, the guy kind of stole my thing in a way, because I got these guys, you know, old school, and I'm old school. I'm 6'5". I know all about old school. But the thing about it is that the Joker, if he wins this one, now I'm not going to say top 25, but I will say top 10 centers of all time. And this guy said, oh, no, you're wrong. And he gave me like seven of them. You know, it was Kareem, Wilt, Russell, Shaq, Keane, Robinson, you know. But I'm just saying, I think the Joker, if he wins this, because he really, in my opinion, should have been the MVP this year. But that, you know, okay. Hey, he didn't win it.
Well, and he might win finals MVP. I think that would be more than adequate.
Yeah. And this other thing I wanted to say about Russell Wilson and all that. Russell Wilson, you know, I think can still be a viable quarterback. he won't be great and all that. And going back to the Morant and all that, I mean, that's just a messed up situation that's sad for our society, because this kid is a great player. And, you know, it's sad that somebody in his family don't come to him and try to grab him or somewhere. Somebody grab this kid.
Sure.
I mean, you got straightened up.
Well, I think we can all look at that in any instance. We all wish we had someone to talk to, but I think there comes a point in time where he has to go, well, damn, I got to do this for me. He's old enough. Maggie is here from Georgia. She didn't fall in the toilet. What's up, Maggie? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I want to talk about what you were talking about earlier with the umpires and how you could make them robots.
Okay, so, do it quickly. What's up?
All right, I think that if you were to make, like, that tech, because I feel like tech is changing too much of the game. Like, the pitch clock is one thing, but, like, if you keep adding more tech, it's going to, like, ruin the game and not make it as traditional as it used to be.
I think tradition will kind of kill baseball off. It has to change to kind of keep up with the times. People don't have attention span, so I think the robo umpires, I think that would be less destructive than a pitch clock, because the last thing that anybody has now is time. I think the biggest thing baseball has to do is market its players and stars. But I wouldn't worry too much about the robo umps. It's going to happen one day sooner or later. And if baseball stayed the same, there'd be less and less people watching baseball, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just that the umpires are never, I mean, they're never perfect. They're actually far from perfect, but that's just part of the game, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Referees and umps are imperfect. You're correct, Maggie, and thank you for calling from Georgia. The part that stinks, though, you got some umpires that go beyond being imperfect. They're antagonistic. I saw an umpire get in a guy's face the other day. Sometimes they can have it out. They can have biases. You have dudes who are more than inconsistent, being hitter friendly or pitcher friendly. That's a little too far than just making a mistake. A little bit too much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are still open. We talked about Ja Morant and his troubles. Gervonta Davis is in trouble. And Tom Brady, his son, he doesn't want him in trouble playing football. I'll explain on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.